Good afternoon. Welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, and I say good afternoon to you, one and all, across the United States, across the world, in this wonderful technology that we find ourselves using and in 2009. It is a glorious world, and you possibly have some young person graduating from college and or getting ready to go with all the future in front of them. Or maybe you have a first grader that's going to go to school first time for a full day and 5 days a week, and the excitement around the household getting ready for school and learning, and the idea that, yes, we have these wonderful facilities that our very own, our intellect, our intelligence, our bodies, and we can choose in so many ways. We can choose to tattoo. We can choose to imbibe to the excess where it's harmful. We can choose marijuana or other drugs that seem to be available all across this nation. And hovering parents have that anxiety over the welfare of their marvelous, absolutely marvelous creation of a child. In the fall of 2009, unlike other falls coming toward August and September, the schools across the nation are faced with the potential of a mandated vaccine worldwide. And starting with the schools, it's incredible, right? And everybody's getting prepared. A terrible thing has now developed, a pandemic. World Health Organization saying, oh, we'll go to level 5. And then we'll start with level 6. Do you know what level 6 means? Are you thinking in those terms as you prepare for school, maybe in your household? Or you're very happy thinking you don't have to go to school? But do not dismiss the concept of intellectual pursuit that is out there for all of us. So, in this fall of August 2009, with the hovering mantra of CDC, World Health, governors, places like New York having on Saturday a exercise for anthrax terror that may be possible, setting up pods where they will have 200 locations across the city of New York where the dispensing of vaccine might be needed either for anthrax or for swine flu or avian flu or whatever we're hearing about. That's what's happening. And, of course, this took place in a school. One of the pods was a school for this exercise. Then we have Maine with all the military enforcing vaccination at a school last week. We'll go to break and be right back with Dr. Ott.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Once again, we're going to have Dr. True Ott. I'll just round out this information about New York so you know a little more official. The date of this was August 16, 2009. It was found in the Daily Record. New York City officials drill for possible anthrax attack. It was written by Verena Dobnik. New York City has been getting ready for a massive anthrax attack. Even if it never happened, the Department of Health conducted a drill on Saturday to test city preparedness to distribute antibiotics and vaccines to large numbers of New Yorkers. The aim is to get the medical supplies to a large number of people as soon as possible, said City Health Commissioner Thomas Farley. The school was the Marla Valley Secondary School on the east side. Ladies and gentlemen, the schools will be put to use. The emergency requires 200 sites in the city, and they call them pods, points of dispensing. And so these 200 pods are all there set to go, and they've been perfecting drills like unto this since 2001. Ask yourself if that's part of your health care program that costs a lot of money, and maybe it's very necessary as our directions and our thoughts have been turned to vaccination for school children fall, September, October of 2009. Dr. Ott, how are you doing today?
Wonderful.
And welcome.
I'm wonderful, but I'm losing my voice. I've been talking too much lately.
Okay, so kind of softly, we'll let you talk, okay?
Not a problem. Listen, it's a pleasure to be on the show again today, and every week just seems to get more and more information that's on the bizarre nature. The report you just had of New York, the anthrax, it's just a cover. I mean, it's just a cover, absolutely. The latest breaking news is a whistleblower in Belgium contacted me through Pandemic Flu Online and dropped a bombshell, really. The European Union has, of course, their mandates of the flu vaccine under their WHO again. And so this individual knew I was wanting to get ingredients lists of these of the vaccine. The official response there in Belgium, the official vaccine that is going to be going into their schools and government mandated vaccines is primarily the vaccine called Pandemrix. Pandemrix, manufactured by GlaxoSmithKline here in America, GSK. So this individual did get from the Belgian government through the European Medical Association the flyer, the circular on this Pandemrix. I wanted to see if, you know, what was included in it as far as a live virus. And who manufactured it, if it was Novartis under contract. Imagine my surprise to find that this Pandemrix is a bird flu, avian flu virus vaccine. H5N1, it's the virulent, terribly deadly Vietnamese strain that has 60% morbidity. And so this is what's going very apparently into the veins of school children and others in Belgium, probably as we're speaking right now. Now, we're told by the World Health Organization that this pandemic flu is a novel swine flu, H1N1. That there's some components of H5N1 in it, but it's called a swine flu. So why are they given these vaccines under the, you know, the bird flu structure? If you believe the rhetoric, you have to have a complete match of the current viral strain for a vaccine to do any good in the first place. So what in the world are they doing giving the stockpiled avian flu vaccine to combat this pandemic strain?
Well, it
does make sense if they're really trying to make a pandemic happen. Then it makes all the sense in the world. It makes my stomach hurt thinking about it. The virologists I have talked with, Alexander S. Jones and others of the NIH, their biggest fears is, and looking at this grouping of gene clades in this pandemic virus that has been analyzed, it's less invasive and dangerous than the common cold, okay? But they say that it doesn't mean that it will stay that way. The computer models say if it starts to get more virulent strains of the bird flu involved in it, it could be extremely dangerous with 50 to 60% mortality. Now, that appears to be exactly what's happening as they're injecting people with this bird flu vaccine. It seems like they're injecting the very gene clades that will cause this to reassort again and cause an even more deadly wave. Barbara Jean, this is absolutely insane. Now, I again publicly scream, we don't know what's going into our own American vaccines at all. What if they're putting the same thing into our kids? We don't know that. I have, I've written letters to Sibelius, to others here in Utah, Dr. Sunwall. We want to know what is in this vaccine. What is it? We don't know. I get more information out of Belgium than I get out of America, and I'm a citizen here in America. We need to just absolutely scream our lungs out on this, because it's happening right now.
The movement is extreme. You know, you wonder if the discussion and the town meetings over the health care plan or Obamacare or that's being focused on is sort of a fence, so to speak, or a distraction, so we do not move into the area of the swine flu as it should be done. We've got this other thing we're all worried about, and that's a big issue as well. Do you wonder if that timing has to do with what we're trying to reveal and unfurl here?
Absolutely.
In the pandemic?
I'll send you this this email I received from a lady there in Bozeman, Montana, who went to that August 5th town meeting that is scheduled there with the Obama troop, and she tells exactly what went on there, how it was all orchestrated, all a media circus, making it look like there was no conflict at all with Montanans, you know. The staging of all of this, she testifies that a busload of professional protesters were brought in that were there to disrupt and to cause a lot of the, you know, violent acts. It was like it was all staged. And this is happening all across these town meetings. The public isn't violent. They're bringing in brown shirts, just like Hitler did, to cause these violent outbursts.
In the meantime, the activity that you've been monitoring is moving certainly in one direction. It hasn't been stopped. We no longer know how many deaths or how many numbers have been affected. How can an organization like the World Health Organization that got everything up to the momentum of sixth level and then decide they're not going to count or have this information for anybody on a daily basis anymore? They're not going to do it.
Well, it's absolutely unconscionable. It's the level of misinformation and non-information coming out is unprecedented. You know, the Associated Press story yesterday, Monday, on all of the plans to mass vaccinate the school children, they said there's nothing like it, nothing's been seen like this in America since the polio mass vaccination. And yes, folks, that's an amazing story in itself. Dr. Mary's Monkey author Edward Haslam, I'll be interviewing him Thursday, by the way, on this show.
Right here. To the audience, on Thursday and Friday, Dr. Ott will review the book with the author, Dr. Mary's Monkey. These listeners on RBN, on Born on the 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen, you have had one of the greatest opportunities across this nation and the world to be kept up to date on research, unbelievable research, done by Dr. Ott and many of his colleagues to get the word to the people. And so we're really excited about that. I think it sounds like an unusual book, and maybe you can tell us just a little bit about it.
Well, let me just give you some previews. What
Surely.
The book is all about are these covert monkey research labs in Louisiana, down around New Orleans, around the late 1950s and early 60s. What they were doing was basically taking the monkey primate viruses and found in African green monkeys and hitting these viruses with a linear particle accelerator to cause mutations. The radiation would cause mutations in these. And then they would check and see with other testing just what these mutations caused. Well, simian monkey virus, SV40, was one of the mutations. It was found to create soft tissue cancers.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Dr. A. True Ott, right on Born on the 4th of July. Call your friends and neighbors. Tell them to listen in.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and today's guest is Dr. A. True Ott. And to the listeners out and about, I'm going to put out a call-in number. And as we go through our discussion or the information from Dr. Ott, feel free to call and join with the program. The number is 800-313-9443. Once again, here on RBN, the number is 800-313-9443. You may do yourself and or your family a great favor by learning and listening to what is said here today. You know, it's just like a normal fall, as we tried to describe earlier, and yet this roll across the globe for this vaccination for a novel flu is taking over, and everybody's involved, your health department, your administration in your state, and things have been put in place where you have no recourse if you have problems with the vaccine. So back to Dr. Mary's monkey, and this has been ongoing for a long time, as we discover, with tests and all of this going on. So back to you and the interview that you'll do with the author.
Right. The book is just phenomenal. We'll go into this in very much more depth, of course. But basically, the synopsis is, here we have this covert monkey virus research going on in New Orleans. And the people that are mixed up in this are the central players in the JFK assassination. I don't think it's coincidence. Here we have Lee Harvey Oswald doing deliveries of monkey virus samples in between the labs. He's a runner. Here we have David Ferry, the fellow that was the central core figure in the Attorney General's investigative probe of Clay Shaw. All of this is tied in so much to the JFK assassination team. So here we have Dr. Mary Sherman, who is arguably the world's foremost cancer researcher. She's down there believing she is going to find a cure for cancer. What she discovers is the research is going completely away from what she thought it would be. The head of the National Cancer Institute, Dr. Alton Ochsner, is head of this research lab, and they find out that he's been injecting these experimental cancer viruses into inmates and killing them, seeing the virility, and so she protests, and then suddenly she has an accident where her whole right side, her whole arm is burnt off by the linear particle accelerator, and then her murder is covered up. Unbelievable story, incredible read. But if you go to Dr. Mary's Monkey and Mr. Haslam's website, it's just type in Dr. Mary's Monkey on a search engine. You'll come to the website. You'll see that he has the excerpt of Dr. Hillebrand's confession before he dies. This was put out by a few individuals. Dr. Hillebrand basically tells how this SV40, simian virus 40, was put into the polio vaccines on purpose. And he laughs about it. He said, yeah, we're there creating cancers. Oh, yeah, that's real funny, Dr. Hillebrand. You see, this shows in the book explains this SV40 is a slow-acting virus that affects the DNA of humans. And it's just like a long germinating seed in the ground. And in some people, it blossoms into a soft tissue cancer, such as, you know, your breast cancers in women, prostate in men, liver cancer, other soft tissue cancers. And it just rings the cash registers for Big Pharma. That's what it's all about money, about organized crime at the highest level in the National Cancer Institute. It's an incredible story. But the parallels to that story and this current pandemic flu story is inescapable because it's the same people in the same high levels, in the same international cartels of drug kingpins making it happen. So when you have the Associated Press telling people in articles this vaccine is unseen, it hasn't been seen since the days of the polio vaccine, well, you got to have some red flags jump because it's the same group that's doing it. They manipulated the same type of national news media, the same hype, and except for one difference, this is a fast-acting poison. This is genocide. This is not some simian SV40 cancer-causing virus that's going to act slow. This is much, much more involved than that. Barbara Jean?
Call from Belgium, you say a contact there that actually got through their own production of flyers or information, the actual ingredients of the virus, and that it was the other virus, the Vietnam bird flu virus. Let's pick it up there and have just a little bit more clarification for me on that issue when we return. We'll go to break here.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Let's go back just a little bit on this timeline of what we heard. I remember reading at the onset, maybe late March, April, and in the news, that they would say this is a novel flu virus that had never been seen before. No one seemed to know how it had got together, but they said it was so novel that it included elements or viruses or entities, whatever you want to call it, partly from human and bird and swine, and that some of these actually came from far distant origins, a different place of maybe Asia or some, you know, it seemed like it had been expanded as far as where it came from. So we got that information, but it had never been seen before. Now we're in August, and we're learning from Belgium that maybe they're going to do their vaccination, and it's going to be called a certain thing, and it's from GlaxoSmithKline or whatever, and they're going to prepare to give this flu virus. In all of this, doctors among your association, is not someone saying even in March and April that that seems to be really quite weird? Then it seemed like that description wasn't so readily available in the papers, and so I had cut it out the first time I saw that, but then I kept watching, and I didn't get the same story. Once again, the medical profession in general, the people in the health department here in Utah or in Nevada or any other state, wouldn't they find this to be somewhat unusual? Then let's go back to what's happening in Belgium. How can they get away with giving their people this certain kind and think that they're going to be protected against swine flu? That's a lot in front of you, but I saved your voice. Now it's your turn.
Well, okay. Yeah, you see, this is where it gets so multifaceted. Since 2004, when the United Nations and Navarro gets up and said we're due for a pandemic, the whole world has been following WHO's projections. It's going to be a bird flu, right?
Yes.
The only thing that they can say that it could break the gene and species barrier, bird flu. And so, you know, GlaxoSmithKline, Novartis, Baxter, all of these manufacturers have been ramping up their own production of bird flu vaccinations. Now, here's what's really important to understand. All of these different manufacturers, from Novartis to Baxter to GlaxoSmithKline, they all build their vaccine off of basic seed stock. You see, the seed stock is the Vietnam strain isolated in 2004, isolated by the World Health Organization labs, and then replicated throughout these big pharma manufacturers. Now, this process takes years, ladies and gentlemen, to do. You don't just do it in 6 months. You don't do it in 8 months. It takes years to build a vaccine repertoire of this. So you see, one of the big problems I could see happening was, how are they going to get a vaccine to match this novel re-emergent, re-assorted virus they say is now the pandemic level 6? How do they get hundreds of millions of vaccines in time? They could if they use large amounts of squalene and just fragments of live viruses. That's the only way they could do it. But then you've got some real danger issues. See, these are some of the questions, if you remember, I brought up to Sunwell.
Yeah.
And it's in the letter to Sebelius, which has not been answered after 2 months. Okay? How are they doing this? Well, BioShield, International BioShield Program under the World Health Organization, again, billions of dollars have been spent in all countries, America alone, I think $8 billion to build up these strategic biodefense vaccines. And they're not novel vaccines. These are bird flu vaccines out of the Vietnamese strain.
Now, these would have been the ones that were purchased by the HHS under Leavitt, right?
Right. And so they're all stockpiled as part of the strategic biodefense shield called US/666 program. In Europe, it's EU666 biodefense shields. So all of these billions of dollars of vaccines for the bird flu, and they were talking hundreds of millions of doses, have all been prepared and ready to go as a pandemic flu vaccination. So what's happening is the World Health Organization last month said we will tap into our strategic biodefense vaccine stocks. Well, wait a minute. I don't remember having a swine flu vaccine as part of that biodefense stock. That raised a red flag. How are they going to do that? Is there a shipment that I'm not aware of? Man, because I was looking at this. Well, if they've stockpiled the swine flu, and it just happens to match, you see, this novel flu outbreak, that is proof and prima facie evidence this is all planned. But now it turns out that the biodefense stock is the bird flu stock, which really raises my hackles, because it's not going to do a thing to stop this so-called swine flu variant. It's worthless for that. But what it very likely will do is create a bird flu pandemic, which is what they've been saying will happen all along. So it looks to me like, Barbara Jean, this whole swine flu thing is a smokescreen to get them to declare the WHO, declare Pandemic 6, to create the avian flu pandemic that they've always wanted. Now you see why I'm upset and just livid. Absolutely crooked.
And could that have anything to do with having to have more than one vaccination? Like they have said, maybe you're going to have three shots. Would that have anything to do with perhaps giving maybe something that was similar or could be described as swine flu on one of those shots, and then coming in and people taking a second shot and having it substitute to be the Avian?
Well, again, this is all just speculation because we don't know for sure what is going in these vaccines. They're announcing all of this school vaccinations, and you know, as you know, we've asked our local health department here to find out what's in it. And they don't know. If they don't know, how are we supposed to know? And if we don't know, why should we just be so eager to roll up our sleeves and march like robots and get this thing done? I mean, it's absolutely just mind control. It's programming of the highest order. People aren't stepping outside the box and looking at this thing logically. I'll give you an example. If I am allergic to a certain peanut, okay, I need to go and read labels to make sure I don't have this peanut or peanut oil in a product, or I might have an anaphylactic reaction and I might die. So the truth in labeling laws require full disclosure on product labels. Okay, so we have informed consent. We don't go and have, oops, we don't have accidents happening. Oh, but if I happen to eat a bag of Cheetos and it happens to have some toxic mold in it by accident, and I get very sick of eating that product, you know, I can go and sue the manufacturer, can't I? Now, what's so crazy about this vaccine program, number one, no truth in labeling. Nobody knows what's in this stuff, for sure. Now I'm wondering if we're not getting all shut up with the Vietnam strain of bird flu. It's possible. It's possible the same thing that's happening in Belgium could be happening here. We don't know for sure. The government just says, trust us. We've got this taken care of. Roll up your sleeve. And then secondly, not if, but when the fallout from this vaccine causes death and sickness, as it will, there's no recourse. You can't sue anybody.
Yeah, that should be the very first thing that people should remember. There's no recourse. This may be mandated. It may be a needful thing. We have people in every different state having these little drills to how to handle the mass vaccination now. We have grants from stimulus money to set this up in states and in school districts, and that has occurred here in Utah with hundreds of thousands of dollars designated for the vaccine that's going to be distributed this fall. So the money and all of the movement is happening, and still we know, as you have said, it takes years to properly develop a proper vaccine. We know that we don't have the time. I think it's very curious. Now, we know, and we're saying it here, there are stockpiles all over of the Avian flu vaccine. That's correct, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, if I were to go into their mind, again, I'm speculating here, because you don't have any disclosure. But they may be thinking, well, there is this isosqualene structure that will cause an immune response, which will be pretty much generalized. We have this already known in the bird flu vaccine, so we can shoot up the people with this, and it will give the immune response to fight off the, you know, this novel virus. That could be their thinking, all right? But I'm telling you, this bird flu Vietnam strain is a deadly thing, too. You're talking about, you know, there was this Novartis and Sanofi Pasteur joint. They did the bird flu vaccine testing there in Poland among homeless people, and 21 people died within 24 hours of getting the vaccine. Over half of them were crippled. That didn't make it in the mainstream news, did it?
And could you tell us what year that was? Wasn't that 2009?
No, it was 2006, I believe.
2006.
Yeah.
And then there was something with Baxter that was contaminated in 2009.
That was just this year, 2009, there was a seasonal vaccine in the Czech Republic. A live virus of bird flu was found in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Just
and that was 2009, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so
the earlier one, 2006. Oh, my goodness, it doesn't look too friendly. I understand that there was an article, 15 August, in, the Mail Online, a British paper publication, and there is a warning, and it starts out, is the swine flu safe? A warning has been sent by the government to senior neurologists. A confidential letter, the letter from the Health Protection Agency, the official body that oversees public health, and this would be Great Britain, has been linked to the Mail on Sunday. And so I'm saying the letter was leaked, and they received this. I think it was earlier. I'll find that date in a minute. But they wanted to know why the information hadn't come to the public. The letter told the neurologists they must be alert for an increase in a brain disorder, and they're referring to what happened to the United States also in the article that we have talked about before in 1976, the swine flu program under Gerald Ford. And the letter was sent to about 600 neurologists, and here's the date, on July 29th, 2009, and it showed concern at the highest levels that the vaccine itself could cause severe complications.
How do they know that? See, I got that letter too, Barbara Jean. How do they know that? There hasn't been any clinical trials. They have to go back from what they know about the avian flu trials, I submit.
Well,
you see the problems.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had enough time to develop this novel pandemic flu vaccine specific to this outbreak yet. That's why when you hear these the reports that this vaccine won't be really available till mid-October, well then what's going into these initial clinical trials now?
And we understand they're ongoing here in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, and who's to say that that's the same vaccine that's going to be given out in October? Could be totally different. Could not have any squealing or live virus in it. It could be just, again, for all we know, a saline solution to show that, oh, no problem, it's safe.
In the United States, who besides at the state level, your Department of Health and your director of that, who in the United States, is it Sebelius that's in charge of all this?
Well, I don't know. I would think it would be. But again, why is there no disclosure given? I mean, this is what's bizarre to me. They should give a full, detailed explanation and samples of the vaccine for independent testing. I'm telling you, I want to take some of this vaccine into a laboratory and have it analyzed to make sure that the ingredients are what they say it is, because I just don't trust them anymore.
Well, on a state level, and any batch needs to be so taken care of with it. I would suggest to the people who might be listening in that you surely would have a right, I would think, to say, I need to know exactly what's in it. But how does someone really know unless you have a scientific study on the vaccine?
And that's what the state health department should be doing. Dr. Sunvall in Utah needs to be declaring and demanding that, I would seem to me.
All right, we'll go to break here, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Dean. Today's guest, Dr. Ott.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Could I ask you how this came about that you received the information from Belgium? Was it they're contacting you, or was it a contact you know in Belgium?
Well, we have quite a worldwide web now going through pandemicflu.com. Pandemic Flu Online is our database. Mm-hmm. We have people from all over the globe, actually, tuning into that. So People, I typically get 200 or so emails a day from people all over the globe asking for information. And I send out weekly news reports or asking for people with, to find out the contents of the vaccine if they can. We've been trying to get people to demand answers, find out what's in it before they consent. It's called informed consent. And that's the basic platform, Barbara Jean, of Pandemic Flu Online. We're trying to be rational with this whole thing. We're trying to say, okay, we have doctors on our staff like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Blaylock, and others that are very moderate voices saying, if you can show us what's there, then we can make decisions based on our personal preferences. But the biggest problem with this whole thing is the lack of information. That's our biggest problem worldwide.
Well, I have a question as this has developed with our discussion today. If, in fact, this is a world pandemic, such as the World Health Organization has declared in June, I think it was, July, the World Health said we're going to go to level 6. And if we know without doubt that in order to create a vaccine that would be a safe one with proper testing takes maybe a year or two, and we know that it can't be done from April to October in a proper fashion, we're talking global. You've talked about your contacts. They're global. You're interacting with people all over the world because now this has been a World Health Organization statement. It covers the globe, okay? Think globally here. Okay, so just the numbers you or I could maybe deduce as we have developed this conversation, it's impossible for them to create enough vaccine for this new novel flu. Could we say that?
That's right. Unless they do some very, very strange, untested concepts like utilizing insect DNA and insect structures to do it, because you have to incubate and grow these cultures, and that takes months and months, if not years. See, so the whole concept of getting this out to every nation is suspect.
Okay, and most folks in the industry, most in the medical industry, in pharmaceutical industry, most doctors would have that knowledge. We'll be right back. We'll go to the top of the hour, and we will discuss this further next hour. You're going to be informed. And it will be to your benefit. Thank you.
With recent